Public speaking is a skill that can unlock doors to success. And yet for many, the fear of stepping in front of a crowd can be paralyzing. With practice, though, you can overcome the fear of public speaking. Join us for an excerpt from anxiety expert Dr. David Carbonell's audiobook, Panic Attacks Workbook, a guided program for beating the panic trick, where he shares techniques to become a fearless speaker. Welcome to Your Great Journey, the podcast that's your passport to a better you. We've got an exclusive gift for our podcast community. Download our free ebook, Calm Your Mind, 50 Effective Strategies to Relieve Anxiety and Stress. Claim your gift now by visiting yourgreatjourney.com/calm.
To work with your anxiety and engage the audience in ways that will reduce rather than increase your discomfort, the first thing you can do is stop trying to hide your nervousness. One of the most unhelpful suggestions I've ever heard about public speaking is never let them see you sweat. You know enough about the rule of opposites by now to see what's wrong with this notion. Sweat, visible or invisible, isn't the problem. The real problem is getting uptight about being nervous and thinking it's such a terrible shame and weakness that you have to hide it and keep anybody from noticing it. That leads you to fight against your own uncomfortable emotions, which in turn makes them worse, and you get the idea. Just remember, fighting, resisting, and hiding your anxiety makes it worse. Admitting, accepting, and working with it makes it better. Now, does this mean you need to start your presentation with a contrite statement of how afraid you are and a humble request for their indulgence? No, that would be uncomfortable for everyone. The important thing is to admit to yourself that you're afraid and refrain from pretending otherwise. Lots of people think that they have much more anxiety than anybody else, certainly more than anybody else they know, and that their anxiety is so extreme that they need to hide it even if others don't. Not true. The first few minutes of your presentation will probably go better if you can find some way to allude to your anxiety, preferably in a humorous way that fits with your audience and circumstances, rather than to hide it. It's just too much of a burden to try to keep it an absolute secret. Here are a couple of opening lines that might be appropriate in a variety of business settings. When John asked me to present some material today, I told him I hate public speaking, and he comforted me by saying, "Never let him see you sweat." Cover your armpits in an obvious way. "So if you'll all close your eyes, I'll get started." Or, "When Jane asked me to present some material today, I told her I was really afraid of public speaking, and she told me to just imagine the audience in their underwear." Pause and take an obvious look at several rows of people. "So just give me a minute or so, and I'll be ready to start." With that out of the way, you can turn your attention to the reason you're there, namely to tell the audience what you've come to tell them. Ideally, you can initiate a conversation with them. These tips will help. As you talk, make eye contact with members of the audience. You'll probably find a few people who are particularly attentive, and you can periodically make brief eye contact with them as a way of staying connected to the audience. Talk at a comfortable pace. Pause to breathe. Modify your speed to emphasize different points and avoid monotony. Check in with the audience periodically to see if they understand your points. Ask them questions and ask whether they have questions. When you find that your focus has drifted to items that are not relevant to your task, such as wondering whether you look anxious, bring it back to the conversation. 10 helpful tips for confident public speaking. 1. Talk, don't perform. People tend to think of public speaking as requiring an act, which is different from talking. It doesn't. When you treat public speaking like a performance, you invariably feel more anxious. If you find that you sometimes stumble over your notes, try talking for a few minutes about your topic without notes. You're likely to find yourself more animated, talking without hesitation, and giving a better talk because it feels just like talking. 2. Public speaking is you giving the audience a gift. You have something you're going to give the audience. You hope they like it and find it useful, interesting, or fun. But what happens after that is up to them. You're just giving them the gift of your knowledge about the topic. Don't try to impress them, show how smart you are, or win their approval. Just give them what you brought for them. 3. Connect with your listeners rather than distance yourself from them. People who fear public speaking often distance themselves from the audience because they think if they notice the audience, they'll get more afraid. Maybe they will at first. But when you connect with the audience, making eye contact, asking them questions, having them raise their hands to take a quick poll about something, you keep your presentation more in the realm of a conversation, which will feel better and easier as you get used to it. But if you avoid looking at the audience and read from your notes in a monotone voice at a rapid, fixed rate of speed, or make it night of 1,000 slides, you will lose all contact with your audience. You'll be up there all alone with only your fearful thoughts of failure to keep you company. You'll feel better if you stay connected. 4. Breathe. People tend to hold their breath when they're afraid, and then they keep gasping for air as they talk. They feel like they can't stop and catch their breath because maybe someone will notice that they're nervous. And even if they're willing to stop for air, they often don't know how to do it effectively. Use the belly breathing instructions in Chapter 11 to learn how to breathe in a comfortable, relaxed manner. Practice the technique regularly. And when you talk to a group, take the time you need to breathe. One way of doing this is to ask the audience a question and use the interval to get your breathing back on track. But usually, all you have to do is pause, catch your breath, and continue. They'll wait. 5. Let your body get into it. Do you usually talk with your hands? Emphasize your points with gestures? Use your posture and body language to add emphasis and shading to what you're saying. Most people do, so go ahead and do that when you speak to a group as well. Don't stand rigid, feet nailed to the floor, hands clasped as if you're trying not to fall over. Use your body. Move around. It'll help you feel more natural, just like regular talking. 6. Let your emotions get into it. People who fear public speaking often struggle to keep emotions out of their talk, lest they succumb to their fear. Find the passion or emotion that you have for your topic and let it come through you as you speak. Let your voice go higher and lower, your volume louder and softer, in concert with the feelings you have for the topic. Don't confine yourself to a monotone voice. 7. Reach out to the audience, don't withdraw into yourself. If you forget what you were about to say, which happens to even the most seasoned speakers, simply ask the audience, "Where was I?" They'll tell you. Forgot a word you usually know? Ask the audience, "What's the name of that Microsoft browser again?" Again, they'll tell you. You don't have to look perfect. Just keeping that in mind can help you relax a lot. 8. Expect and accept anxiety before and during your talk. A lot of people check in with themselves just before a talk, saying to themselves, "If I feel calm, it'll go well. If I feel really nervous, it'll go badly." Bad idea. It's perfectly normal to feel nervous just before a talk starts. That's usually the peak of your anxiety. Expect the nervousness to subside once you get into your talk. Remind yourself that you'll feel better once you get going. It's okay to be afraid, especially at the beginning. 9. Use the powers the listeners have granted to you. People often feel trapped in the role of speaker, like a fly on paper, helpless. But the fact is that the audience has granted a lot of power to you. You alone can direct their attention from one topic to another, ask them a question and wait for their answers, ask them to stop and think about a possibility you've just described, ask for a show of hands to poll them on some topic, and so on. They've even agreed to listen to you rather than others in the audience. You're not trapped. You're in charge. It will also help you feel more at ease if you make use of whatever else happens during your talk. If someone sneezes, bless them or say Gesundheit. If your voice cracks, make a joke about your voice changing. Whatever happens, don't ignore it. Use it. 10. Have reasonable expectations of the audience. In general, audiences want you to succeed and do well because it will be more enjoyable and informative for them. So be sure to monitor your thoughts about the audience and be skeptical of any concerns that the audience is out to get you, hopes to see you fall apart, or is thoroughly turned off by your talk. Even when a talk is going well, speakers tend to notice particular signs, such as someone yawning or leaving early, and think of them as negative evaluations. These thoughts are usually just symptoms of anxiety, not an accurate reading of the audience reaction. Since you're talking to a group, there will probably be a variety of reactions, and it will be helpful to allow for them. Some people may yawn, whether because they're bored or more likely because they haven't been getting enough sleep lately. Other people may leave early or have furtive conversations. You won't usually have an opportunity to ask why during your talk, so allow audience members to have a variety of reactions, recognizing that different people have different circumstances.
Thanks for listening to this excerpt from the audiobook, Panic Attacks Workbook, a guided program for beating the panic trick. This audiobook will teach you powerful tips and tricks to calm your anxiety and liberate yourself from the constraints that hinder your journey towards a more fulfilling life. You can purchase the complete audiobook from any major online audiobook retailer.
Your Great Journey is brought to you by audiobook publisher Wetware Media. Wetware Media publishes a wide variety of personal transformation audiobooks. Please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com.
This podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or mental health advice. This content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional.